It's a great result for Setanta, but it mightn't just be a great day yet. A game just ending in a wee bit disappointing fashion with Mark Callaghan getting a straight red card for a high tackle. And then Declan Coulter went off with what looked like an arm injury. So definitely concerns for Setanta heading into an Ulster intermediate semi-final. But at least they are there, and they are there in some style after beating Ballinascreen by 3-13 to 1-10. No doubt about the star man on show. It was Jared Gilmore who scored 1-9 in a brilliant performance. Ballinascreen got the first 4 points of the game, but a goal from Josh McGee-Cronally put Setanta into the lead, and they were 1-8 to 8 points ahead at half-time. Then Ballinascreen got the first 2 points after the restart, and the men from Donegal would have been worried that a comeback was on, but Jared Gilmore then got a fantastic goal for Setanta in the 42nd minute, and that really killed off Ballinascreen, who also had Niall Doyle sent off for picking up two yellow cards. Cormac Goff did get a very good goal for Ballinascreen from a free after Mark Callaghan was shown the line. And then Oisin Marley got a third goal for Setanta as they seen it out. But as I said, a little bit of a concern with Declan Coulter. He was, as always, influential in the middle of the pitch, and he went off injured. That will definitely be a bit of a concern for the Setanta management. But they are safely through to the semi-final, where they will face either Middleton of Armagh or Enniskane from Monaghan. They're playing tomorrow, so Setanta will wait to see who progresses from that game. So the full-time score from Owen Begg is Ballinascreen 1-10, Setanta 3-13.